Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm in total information overload. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. We have got masses of news coming up, but I want to continue with your phone calls ahead of Bruce Fine joining us, Ron Paul's top policy advisor for his campaign. He is coming up in the third hour, always informative. We'll have calls, as I said, during that. Right now, let's go to Levi in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex, and I'd like to thank you, your staff, your guests, your sponsors, and the other InfoWarriors for this great fight that we're putting on.
Thank you, sir.
I am sitting here in FEMA Region 5. I'm looking out my window right now at Lake Superior. I understand that this war is something that a lot of people don't understand. Michigan was taken over 30 years ago on the water rights. Everybody's got
that's right. The Chinese and European ships and others pull in, take your water, and take it right out. And in some cases, taxpayers even have to pay for the infrastructure for the ships to dock and do it.
Yep. And this isn't something that is a Michigan problem. There's no state lines on this. These waterways feeds over half the United States. Being a vet, I can see the strategic battleground. What they have done in a strategic battleground field.
What have the traders done? They gave them the Panama Canal. They gave tax incentives to ship our jobs to China. And when they couldn't kill GM that way, they took it over and paid billions to ship the factories to China. Foreign enemies couldn't do this good.
No. The Lord told us it was coming. Hey, but we have to drop state lines, country lines, everything. This is a worldwide problem. We need to get together. This is going to be one big fight. Let's get ready for it. The other thing is I see people with a lot of problems on trying to get the word out to people. If we just stop and listen, God will guide us into what these people's tyranny is really hitting them hard. Like my neighbors say, I mean, I have never seen depression so bad as what it is here in the state of Michigan after they stole their jobs, feeding everybody now and everything else. And when you look at what you can research, which we are, if you're an InfoWarrior, you are a researcher. If you listen to these people's problems, you know where to go research and help these people. Once you get these people hooked and you can show them that change in their diet and stuff like this, the little things that they can do, now you got them hooked. The fight is a lot easier then.
Well, I agree. The public's drunk on fluoride, drunk on GMO. If you can just get people off that and stop watching as much television and explain to them why things are falling apart, this is a designed depression. They paid to ship the Volt and Cadillac factories out of Michigan and to move them to China. You paid in the 20-plus billion to General Motors to ship it to Brazil, China, Eastern Europe, and Mexico on record. You cannot get more traitorous than that. And you pay for the drones, you pay for the SWAT teams, you pay for the armored vehicles, you pay to be squeezed. And that's where we're going, a collapse by design. People are finally going to wake up when it comes to their area. But California, Michigan, other areas, the globalists have just done everything they can to destroy you.
California was taken because of all the food that's being grown there. I mean, these are strategic.
They cut off the water. They go, oh, there's a sucker fish that isn't even from this country. We're going to just cut off these big mountain lakes. You can't have the water. They're like, but we've owned this ranch for 100 years. And they go, shut up. You can sell it to us for pennies on the dollar because they're going to build on it later. And then people are finally, after 5 years, 6 years, having their water turned off. It's been going longer than that. They're selling out. And now they're going to turn that water back on. It's how these Agenda 21 crooks work. Can you believe how criminal this scum is? I watched him do it right here in Austin.
Right. I seen him doing it in Dallas. When I used to own a business in Dallas, and I lived there for 14 years, I came back home because this is where I'm from. I know that take an animal out of its natural territory doesn't survive very long, so I had to come home.
Anybody that thinks their ranch or farm is safe, if development comes your way, they will discover a cave bug, they will take it, and they'll turn around and build on it. If you don't like it, a SWAT team will come murder you and your family.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls. If you just joined us at the end of the last hour, for some reason, my line was breaking up, but listeners were able to hear it. And Aaron Dykes was able to hear it. So I was asking what the last thing the caller said was. I heard the first part. Aaron says, I heard the caller fine. He suggested that something would happen at the Olympics and or Chicago NATO summit, a possible trifecta with the bad economy. Yeah, a lot of people are calling us, including police officers on air, and saying nuclear power plants are on alert during the summit, the NATO summit in Chicago coming up. We're getting reports they're going to be on alert at Camp David on the East Coast. And police were talking to her, being told that they're being told, look for something big to happen. This goes on all the time. Just because they're on alert doesn't mean something's going to happen. The prime suspects will be the globalists funding a group or staging something on their own. That's why the minute something happens in your area, you've got to be there with cameras immediately getting what really happens. We've had so many cases now where our listeners end up exposing that the globalist staged events. One of the most famous examples of this, or best known, is the example of what happened with Kurt Haskell and his wife seeing the government get the underwear bomber on the plane in Amsterdam. And, of course, there was no other source of that until a month and a half later. The government admitted it in congressional testimony. Just incredible information. Speaking of drones, Chief, drones certainly coming to skies over Beltway. WTOP Radio is reporting. Look up. Drones are certainly coming to the skies over the Beltway the next few years, one area police chief said. Yeah, all over the country, the drones are coming. You're going to pay for them. Doesn't matter if you go bankrupt. That's the plan. More police, more checkpoints, more tyranny. But all over the country, the police are announcing they're only going to revenue generate now. In some areas, sheriff's departments are saying, we will only revenue generate. We will not respond, buy a gun. Some have been truthful. But the good news that I mentioned at the end of the last hour dovetails with what the last caller was saying about how the Great Lakes are under a UN treaty and foreign countries just come and take whatever they want of one of the biggest supplies and reservoirs of clean water, fresh water on terra firma. 75% roughly of the world is salt water on the surface, and a little over 1% is fresh water. And that's the fresh water that's on the surface. They estimate there's another 1 or 2%, I mean, if you were to bring it to the surface, that is fresh in aquifers. But the point is that this is a big deal. Here it is, Agenda 21. This is MSNBC. They're very upset. Arizona close to passing anti-UN sustainability bill. Arizona lawmakers appear to pass a Tea Party-backed bill that proponents say would stop UN takeover conspiracy, but the critics claim could end the state's cities' pollution-fighting efforts and even dismantle state unemployment office. Folks, we're under Agenda 21. Bush Sr. couldn't get us to sign on to it, but they had the bureaucracy adopt it. That's why it standardized the same police state environmental stuff that they have in Germany, that they have in Brazil, that they have in Canada, that they have in Australia, is Agenda 21 from the UN. And it has nothing to do with the environment. It means you've got to get permission to do anything, and they can shut down anybody they want. And it goes on, the bill is designed to protect the rights of Arizona citizens and prevent encroachment on those rights by international institutions. It goes on. And they try to say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. No, Agenda 21 is real. That's why city councils and states are passing laws against it and counties. Okay? You just saying it doesn't exist and we're crazy doesn't work anymore. By the way, do a plug right here for everybody. Go to InfoWars.com. We've got it discounted when you order at InfoWars.com. You also get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers. Behind the green mask, Agenda 21. This one has a coffee stain on it, one I've been reading. Rosa Corey, excellent, 170-something pages. Give it to every city council person you know. This is coffin nails to their agenda. What do you give it to them with it? You give them Farmageddon, breaking down how Agenda 21 actually shuts down real sustainability. This is about shutting you down, making you dependent. All available at InfoWars.com. Okay, enough from me. The point is there's some really good news. Matt in Germany, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex, longtime listener. I'm currently in Frankfurt right now. I'm from Minnesota, and I will be back there in about a month. And I just wanted to call. I make YouTube videos all the time supporting Ron Paul, and actually my videos have been featured on your InfoWars site about three times now, and it's just been a great help to reach a larger audience. I made a video today talking about this really key topic about Ron Paul. There's this debate going on right now on how we can make sure Mitt Romney does not win on the first round ballot. And what I've come up with is that if you are a Ron Paul supporter but a Mitt Romney delegate, you could actually abstain through the first ballot and then move on to the second, and you are actually unbound, and then you can choose to vote for Ron Paul. There are some conflicting reports out there saying that if you abstain, you actually give up your right to vote. But the RNC is under the House of Representatives law on the floor. It's not Robert's order. So Could you actually vote present like Obama did on many key issues when he was in the House of Representatives? He voted present to not actually have to give a yes or no on a bill. Could we do that?
Okay, but let's stop right there. I mean, I don't mind plugging your video because we're actually preparing a report on the delegate strategy that the media is going to try to frame as a stratagem, which means a deceptive tool of war or a manipulation. Ron Paul, I don't think, and it's okay to give suggestions, folks, that's not attacking Ron Paul, hasn't given a clear strategy of what he plans to do when he does get the majority of the delegates, which he's moving towards, because he is capturing through the electoral process in most of these states, the majority of delegates, what he's going to do when the media spins it and says he's trying to block the popular vote, which has always been honored. He's not explaining that, and he's not even really clearly saying, once we get there, I'm going to ask for this, or I'm going to ask to be in the cabinet, or I'm going to ask. I mean, I know there's some talk about trying to block and contest Romney at the convention, and if that's the case, I think that's great, because Romney's not going to be his friend. Romney's not going to help him. If he did put him on the cabinet, he would be ignored and discredited. I don't think Ron Paul's going to do that. Yeah, I am for a big fracas. I am for Ron Paul getting in to the convention and absolutely taking it over and turning it into a 10-ring circus. My only issue is I haven't seen Ron Paul, and I'm not criticizing him. He's done a great job overall supporting. You know, love the work he's doing. I'm glad he ran. You know, you can't beg somebody to run and then sit there and get mad at them when they don't do everything you do. But I'd be up there saying, impeach Obama for war crimes, impeach Obama for violating the Articles of the Constitution where Congress has to authorize war, treason for saying the UN's his authority. I mean, Ron Paul, if I was Ron Paul, I'd be saying that. I'd be calling for an abolishment of the Fed now. While he's at the pinnacle of the attention he'll ever get, I would be like a bull in a china shop. Now, he is doing that. He talked about false flags in Austin and admitted the government can stage terror attacks. Unprecedented. He's talking about the CIA coup over America and government drug dealing. So he is. So I'm not watching all his speeches. In all fairness, the media may just be ignoring him. Now, the point is that it's time for him to really, at least when he's on these national shows, cause a bigger fracas and fricassee the New World Order, to continue with that nomenclature. So, I mean, what do you get? What do you think the main strategy is with the delegates?
Well, honestly, what I think a lot has happened, I believe that there has been a ton of Ron Paul supporters that have actually became stealth Romney delegates, Santorum delegates, or Gingrich delegates. I believe that we have the most dedicated, most just persistent people out there supporting.
No, I agree. I love the fact that nobody's giving up like 4 years ago, and they get now that we win by resisting. We will get in the middle of everything. I think that's wonderful. Then I'm going to fully get behind the delegate process. I agree. I think that's what's happening. We should just absolutely turn that attempt by a bunch of blue blood, country club, New World Order, Rockefeller Republicans, we should turn it into an absolute rout and just explode their propaganda function in their face with constitutional libertarian volcanic explosions of fire politically.
If we do have that many stealth delegates in there and we have the majority, we then can take a vote and make it so we unbound all of the delegates before the first ballot so you can vote on your conscience. You can vote for who you actually want to support.
By the way, the founders did that in case when you get to the convention, you find out the guy's a stinker. They put all sorts of sabotages in there in the system to empower the people. And the founders thought if they want to be delegates, they were involved. They trusted the will of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were delegates over the will of the party insiders. So they built all these booby traps in there. Weren't they geniuses?
Oh, for sure. I mean, they just made sure that there was a back door right there, so there's a way out if something bad would happen.
Of course, you know what a booby trap is. A booby is a pirate. It means a pirate trap. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the name of your video. Tell us the name of your video.
The name of the video, my channel, let's see.
Yeah, you might want to give that out to be effective. Just come on.
Okay, my channel name is Matt Larson 10. It's just one T, Matt Larson 10. And the title to the video is "The Key to Getting Ron Paul Elected: Abstain from First Ballot Voting." Now,
okay, I got to check into that. I don't understand that enough, but I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'll look into it. Thank you so much. More calls coming up.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Why the union is a big business man, and it's going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Yeah, they used to grow corn in Kansas.
Coming west, even your home government's gonna be against
the law. Now they grow the corn on the moon. Yeah, I can see a time coming when even your home garden will be the law.
Sure was a good idea.
Till it got in the way. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
That's why we have the Second Amendment for the balance of power against the government. That's a lot of real estate indeed. And a man's going to do. All right, enough of the sing-along. I've got a bunch of big breaking news. This is all at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also GCNLive.com. Trail of death. Breitbart coroner turns up dead. Arsenic poisoning. But the police are saying he was poisoned, but they're saying maybe it was an accident. You know, it's no big deal. Everything's fine. Also, authorities refuse to disclose details of Chicago evacuation plan. Paul Joseph Watson. I'm getting calls about this going, where are you getting this? Is this real? Yeah, it's CBS News is where it first came from. We're just reporting on it. Does that mean they're going to evacuate Chicago? No. But they're saying it's unprecedented, and we've had police contact us, not just the ones on air you've heard, but others saying they're getting told, look for something to happen. And I've always said with preconditioning propaganda I've seen, it looks like the establishment may be looking at hitting Chicago. I've always said that the last 5 years or so. Also told the TSA to start being at highway checkpoints and have armored pillboxes. Those have all been ordered and purchased now. How do I know? Sometimes it takes them a lot longer to get things done. But Bill Clinton said in 1998, and I have the article in my film Police State 2000, that they would have armored checkpoints and internal passports in America. And then I saw Homeland Security say it in 2002. So it's not people are like, how does he know? He's got to be CIA. No, I've got to watch C-SPAN and read books and read documents. That's the thing. They just hope you're ignorant and call anybody who's informed a conspiracy theorist. And so what if MSNBC, with a 500,000 viewers maximum, starts making fun of the legislature of Arizona and other legislatures that are passing laws against Agenda 21? It doesn't matter. It's real. This UN takeover is real. The UN Agenda 21 is real. The biospheres are real. The power grabbing's real. It's real. So they just keep using this old trick of conspiracy theory. Be like if you walked up to your house and somebody was walking out with your computer, your laptop, your jewelry, you know, your wife's jewelry, and you looked at them. You said, hey, man, what are you doing in my house? They said, conspiracy theory, I don't exist. You're like, yeah, you do. That's my computer. Conspiracy theory. You're seeing things. This isn't real. You'd be like, listen, pal. I'm calling 911 right now. Of course, if you're coming in your house with a gun, you'd just say, hands up. Didn't have a gun, so what? It'd be clobbered in time. About the third time they said, quit being a conspiracy theorist, it'd be, put my stuff down, or I'm going to break your nose right now. I mean, how long will we put up with them treating us like we're idiots? Oh, there's no drones over the U.S., I remember in the last decade with drones all over the place and blimps and all this other crud and spy satellites admittedly watching us illegally, because it's illegal to have spy satellites watching the American people. It's illegal to have the UN operating domestically. It's illegal to have the president serving as the head of the UN Security Council. It's illegal to have him launch wars without congressional approval. It's illegal to have torture. It's illegal for the government to ship drugs in. It's illegal for them to lie and tell you it's the law, you got to take shots. But they do it. It's illegal that all over this country they take 10, 11, 12-year-olds and give them abortions and never tell mommy it happened. And then the kids get sick and get infections and die, so it ends up in the news. I've seen cases of public schools, government training camps, aborting girls that have, you know, who are 11. And they get an infection and get sick. And then the parents go, you gave my kid an abortion. You told them not to tell me when I said no, and you took them and did a medical procedure. They can't take your child to the zoo without you signing a form. But now I've learned they're not even doing that. They're getting rid of everything. They're like, we run your kid. They're going to get shots, and they're going to get abortions. And if you don't like it, We'll send a SWAT team by, extremists. Well, you know what? Send them on by. The American people are buying 5 million guns a month. We're not looking for a fight, but you want to draw first blood? You and your collaborators? Bring it on!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Coming to you live from FEMA Region 6, deep inside globalist occupied territory, it's Alex Jones.
Different newspapers, different publications. Today it's AFP, Reuters, AP, The Atlantic, that the war with Al-Qaeda is over and that we won it. We won the war against the made-up group that the CIA created on record, just like Israel created Hamas. Oh, you don't believe me? Just go look it up. It's Jerusalem Post. They create the enemies. Does that mean the low-level guy attacking you doesn't believe in what he's believing? No. But up the chain, he was funded by Western powers as a way so that the government can pose as your savior. It's the oldest trick in the book. Remember that case? Had to be more than 15 years ago. It made national news in New York City where for years no one knew who was bashing out hundreds of windows a week with a ball-peen hammer, just cracking windows. There was a guy with billboards up all over the area, though, who would beat anybody's price on fixing the windshield. He finally got caught. He had a few of his crew out, going out in the early morning hours and just not making a big fracas, walking by the cars and just barely hitting them with a ball-peen hammer, breaking the windshield. Crack, crack, crack. Profit, profit, profit. And there's the billboard right there. He'll handle it. He'll handle it for you. I mean, this is so elementary. We've got this report at Infowars.com. CBS runs defense for everyone's a terrorist. FBI flyers. I'm going to play that when Bruce Fine's on. We have a little clip from the news because it's not enough to have the name of the piece be, "Are You a Terrorist?" I want you to hear CBS News say, "Are you a terrorist? Wearing blue jeans? Taking photos? Talking on a cell phone?" It's reasonable, actually, to believe everyone's a terrorist, they're telling us. But it's not Al-Qaeda, though. It's the new domestic groups, and in all the Homeland Security promo videos, it's only white people that are terrorists. You know, Arabs and Muslims complained that when terrorism was talked about, it was always only them shown. And where in the official narrative, it is the Muslims, you know, supposedly involved in all the terrorism, or most of it. This narrative is completely made up. They go, "Oh, Oklahoma City. Oh, yes." And I guess that was white terrorists. I guess the FBI guys we know were involved, and the ATF guys, I guess pretty much all of them were white. Well, the deputy attorney general, I mean, is he really black? Eric Holder? I guess it was mainly white people involved in that. So, okay. Interesting. So we've got that report coming up right now. Let's just rush through calls. That means probably one call in the next 30 minutes. But let's rush through them. Be ready. We're going to go to Hillbilly. You never call me by my name, just Hillbilly. Then we're going to go to Rod, Mark, Michael and Philip and others. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. All right, Hillbilly, I want to hear some Charlie Daniels. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Hey, real quick, in the interest of time, if I could just go over a couple points and then ask you a question.
Sure.
First of all, the blanket statement that the minister that called here recently, he was concerned about with the clergy response team. I can tell you how to blanket all of those people real easily. Anyone, any organization that's 501c3, tax exempt nonprofit organization, you can bet they're the clergy response team. Also, St. Peter's Cathedral indulgences, two of those, if you do a little bit of digging, two of those were for a few dollars, you could rape a virgin sometime in the future. And for a little more than double that, you could murder someone in the future and get away with it. That's how St. Peter's Cathedral was built.
Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, I'll have to look into that, but that's wild. So you're saying it was actually a license to do bad stuff?
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly right.
I wonder if we could start paying Al Gore. Like, because we pay him carbon indulgences, could we pay Al Gore to rob a bank like he says it's okay? I mean, I guess that's what it means when you give the government campaign contributions. They let you commit crimes. I mean, Congress got caught insider trading, so they just said, "Oh, we're allowed to." Of course, they're not allowed to. It's against the law. But they just say it's okay, so it must be. Kind of like torture's okay.
Yeah, exactly. This is the new United States. Yeah, torture's fine. Al-Qaeda's in the cheese. Don't worry about it. Anyway, sorry about that.
I like
anyway,
that. Al-Qaeda's in the cheese. what does that mean?
Anyway, one more thing, too. You was talking about, I want to go real quick with the tithes thing, the tax for the churches real quick.
Yes.
If you look into that, the tithes are our responsibility to give to the poor, the widows, and the orphans to divvy out. The whole thing of giving your tithes to the church was a whole ordeal of you're too stupid to know what to do with your 10%. Give it to us. We'll spend it correctly for you. Does that sound familiar?
And by the way, that makes sense. If citizens gave 10%, it would lift up the whole economy around them if you help the orphans, the needy, and then you wouldn't need government. And that's how it was always done. They told my dad when he went to dental school, they said about a third of what you do should be basically free lab work and things like that they're going to have to pay for, or you should work with a charity to do that. But about a third of the work you do should be free. Ron Paul would go volunteer a third of the time at charity hospitals and do work for free. And people run TV ads about it and say what an angel he was. But the point is that was standard. That's when we have Dr. Blaylock on. He says, it's a lie that people don't get health care. Sure, do you get some, $1,000 a shot Remicade for your Crohn's disease if you don't have insurance? Maybe not, but it doesn't help you anyways. There's examples like that. I happen to know about the medical system. I've talked to countless doctors. I've researched it. It's all a hoax. But once there's government health care, like in England and other places, they actually take Brock Lesnar, the cage fighter guy, the MLM, whatever you call it, fighter. I'm having one of those they call it mind farts. What do you call it whenever you can't? I'm having an early onset of Alzheimer's moment here. UFC fighter. There we go. Thank you. The UFC fighter. He had a stomach perforation or gut perforation up in Canada and almost died, he said, because he couldn't get health care. They wouldn't get in for the surgery. They just told him, oh, you're fine, go home. That's what they do in England. Watson was sick for a month with a chest cold, and they just gave him a little pack with some bandages and some Tylenol and said, go home, you're fine, without even looking at him. And he said, I want to go see a private doctor. No, we're not authorizing that. That's what this is. It's eugenics. People have no idea that they're about to wreck our healthcare system. People say, oh, the healthcare system's going bankrupt because the country's dying, because people are diseased, because people are unhealthy. They're being killed. Okay, and then even heroic health care can't save them. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I agree with you 100% on all those. One more quick thing. Actually, two more quick things. The last one's a question.
I want 10 more quick things. We're never getting to these other callers.
Okay. One more thing, then. Real quick, from the front lines here, the Tempe School District here, they are now requiring parents to put in volunteer time. And if they don't, they will suspend or expel their student.
Wow, that's big news. I mean, I know that Obama said you're going to have compulsory volunteerism, and his chief of staff, Emanuel, on C-SPAN and in two other interviews said you will be forced to serve at least 3 months a year as a child and then as an adult in work brigades being bossed around by these people. And they've already in Austin formed the high schoolers into these Agenda 21 environmental bossy brigades. Tell me where you're located. Tempe, Arizona. Give me the headline of that. I'd like to pull that up. Parents forced to volunteer in Tempe, Arizona. Is that a good headline?
It's Tempe School District number 3, and the school our daughter attends is Ward Traditional Academy.
Okay, hold on.
It sounds like it is a charter school, but it's not. It's public funded. It's a public school, says so.
Okay, go real slow because I'm slow. Guys, write this down. Okay, you're in Tempe.
Yes, it's Tempe School District number 3. And the name of the school is Ward, W-A-R-D, Traditional Academy.
And you're forced to volunteer or your child doesn't get it. And that's always been the plan. First, kick parents out of parenting, bankrupt the society, start keeping the children until later in the evening, get them younger and younger, 2, 3, 4 years old into school, get rid of the summers. That's all the Bill and Melinda Gates program. And then make about half the curriculum social brainwashing, not actual learning. And then wonder why the kids are failing, and then keep them in school even longer, and then intensify the brainwashing, and they're basically government re-education camps. If I go to Tempe, Arizona, Ward
Traditional Academy.
Ward Traditional Academy number 3. You're saying I'll go on there, and it says on the website you must volunteer, or your child will not get their grade.
In the parent handbook that they give you, you must do 20 hours of volunteer service, and that includes grading papers, running copies off, doing school teacher work.
Yeah, that way all the money can go to the little socialist principals and people that are top heavy. That's amazing. That's indentured servitude, and that is their plan. Wow. Guys, I'm sure it's going on everywhere because I know that was part of the plan. I just didn't know they were starting to phase that in yet. Parents made to volunteer in schools. Pull me up something on that. I'm sure it's going on all over the country. Thank you so much, sir. Great points. Okay, I've got to move quick here. I made a joke to the caller because the callers are all so good. We end up going for 10 minutes with each one. Rod in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm going to make it quick for you. First, thank you for everything you do. And then also, I live here in Chicago, the heart of the police state testing grounds, call it a lab maybe. I just want to let you know, I don't know what's happening for sure, but I know that yesterday or the day before, over Wrigley Field was not a ball game day. I saw black unmarked helicopters pulling figure eights for a solid 20 minutes. I have video.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't exist. If you get video of it, it doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Government said so. Take more shots. Sir, just drink more fluoride. Take more shots. Watch more. No, they admit they're doing Delta Force training over the city. They admit they're basically locking it down for martial law. They admit all of that and are preparing for emergency evacuation and preparing to move a million dead to nearby Indiana. But that's been part of a plan. They use any globalist meeting to practice taking over a city and setting up martial law. This is done everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen it tons and tons of times. I've been a listener of yours for over 10 years now, and I've been watching how this is all unfolded. Are you familiar now, or have you seen yet that they're putting missiles on rooftops to watch the Olympic Games in London?
Yes, again, implying that Al-Qaeda is going to come and get us, the same Al-Qaeda they just gave Libya and 20,000-plus missiles. Several thousand of them high-tech. It's like, oh, Al-Qaeda's given missiles that can shoot down aircraft, but they're good, Al-Qaeda, but we need to pull you over in downtown Houston and search you randomly because we're trying to keep you safe. No, you work for the narcotics trafficking murdering government. Okay, and you're here to break our will and teach us that you can rob us. That America's gone bad. The bad people took over. And either the police and everybody stand up and say no to this, or you line up and go along with it, and it's all over. Go ahead.
I tried to get on a Greyhound bus coming from southern Illinois back here into Chicago about 2 weeks ago. And as I was getting on the Greyhound, I was confronted by six or seven uniformed police officers doing random checks throughout the baggage area, like where you put underneath the bus.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get away from being groped and searched and have your rights violated by not just flying. And now they're doing home inspections all over the country without warrants. It's all about their God. And I watch reporters when they're at cop meetings and stuff just shake to be near the police. It is the most pathetic country we could be. Look at this right here. Look at this. This is, if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, this is the chilling new face of the police. Guys, can you give me a document cam shot of this, please? This is the chilling new face of the police. That's the Daily Mail headline. And just like in third world countries where the police start wearing masks, they do that to terrorize you and to hide their identity when they're committing crimes. And look at the look on this guy's face, getting off on it, acting tough, stomping around, wanting to scare people. Only an arrested development idiot. And it's one thing if you're wearing a mask, you think there's going to be shattering glass or going in someplace. But when they wear them in public, it's to hide their identity. In Mexico, it's like this. In Russia, it's like this. This is what authoritarian countries do. This is how they act. This is how they look. And it's all about intimidating the general public. It's all about waging war on us. It's all about intimidating and scaring the public ahead of the bankers, totally destroying our system. Anything else?
Yeah, that's absolutely disgusting. I'm actually watching this on Prison Planet TV right now. That's incredibly disturbing. But also,
yeah, well, the camera can't do it justice. Do you see the look in this guy's eyes? And I've seen it in New York. They'll stomp around in these Darth Vader outfits and bulge their eyes out at you. And it's like, what a pathetic coward you are. I mean, I can't imagine as a man who's not the toughest guy in the world, but if you're looking for a fight, you're going to get, I mean, you attack me, you're going to get attacked back. You better believe it, and I'll enjoy it, by the way, is the final equation. And then I look at these guys, and you see them tattoos, strutting around, bulging their eyes out at you, and all I want to do is say, well, come on, punk. Oh, but you got your guns and your tasers. Again, only little boys do this. Only little boys want to torture. Only little boys want to dress up like this. Only little boys. You work for a murdering criminal foreign banking cartel. If you live in England, if you live in the U.S., and you're police, and a lot of cops are waking up, but I've seen these cops in New York especially, bulging their eyes out at kids and people. And, I mean, what type of man wants to dress up in a outfit like it's Halloween and go around trying to act tough and intimidating people? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. If you're so tough, go join the local jiu-jitsu club. You'll find people that want to fight. Oh, but you don't want that. You want to go around intimidating people on the street wearing third world black mask with your with tattoos all over your arms. You're sick. You're filthy. You're scum. You're trash. You're a disgrace. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New Hampshire. You're on the air, Mark. Go ahead.
Please forgive me for asking a question which you may have covered already. I don't get to listen as often.
You don't need to preface it. You can answer ask the same thing over and over again.
What have you heard about the plan for mass arrests of these NWO puppets and the puppeteers that control them? And
I always hear about Nacera and all that, and it's always going to happen next month, and it never does, and it's not real. Are there good people in government? Yes, but they're trying to psychologically profile and hire every lunatic they can, every control freak they can. And the only reason we're not in full martial law is because the military is full of wonderful people. I've got to tell you, the best people out there I've found is the military. They know. They're awake. They're one of our best hopes. Then there's the American people and other people around the world that love freedom. And there are a lot of good police as well. But a lot of these special units are just, now there's a mass shooting. The cops for 3 hours put on Darth Vader outfits. When the old days, the cops didn't even put their body armor on. They just grabbed their guns and went in because that's what you did. And it's just pathetic. So again, they dress up in all this stuff because they're scared. They dress up in all this junk because they want to stay out of a fight. We'll be right back. Stay there. I'll come back to you.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I know I start ranting and raving, and I know it's embarrassing sometimes, but it's real. So what? I just look at photos of police wearing full black masks, walking around with their arms way out wide, making growling, ugly faces and showing their teeth. And I see it now with the children's military toys is, you know, the guys aren't smiling or don't have straight mouths. They're making ugly faces. I've shown that to you. And they're teaching them it's manly to act like this. And in New York, they get these Hercules teams guys in these giant body armor and you know, machine guns, M16s, whatever, standing there just like making growling faces all day. And it's ridiculous. As a man, that is embarrassing. Like, I like motorcycles and the whole motorcycle thing. I think it's cool. And you see people that are out there doing it, and it's nice. But a lot of times people pull up at a red light or whatever, and they look over at you, and they're like trying to act tough, and I just want to attack them. I mean, I'm like going, oh, please don't let that person say something. Oh, I could really jump on them and slam their head in the ground. Oh, my God. Because it's not that I'm even a tough guy. It's like I'm like a nice guy who likes to pick flowers and play with my dogs. You know, I got French bulldogs in a lab, and I'm all Mr. Friendly, and I like my daughters and my son. And because I'm like a real person. I take that as a threat. I see guys strutting around, acting tough, bulging their eyes out. The loving father in me says, enemy, enemy, enemy. And I just like get in this guerrilla mode. I just start, you know, clobbering time. And I don't like it. It makes me angry. You make me angry. You understand that? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. You work for evil. And I just wish all these so-called men would stand up against tyranny and really do something for humanity instead of acting tough all day. I am so sick of it. I am so tired of it. I tell you, that's why I can't look at images of cops wearing ski masks. I mean, it's one thing if, again, they're going in and be busting glass out or something, and you actually wear it for that. But I've seen the police chiefs admit it's for intimidation. When they pull up big black tanks and get out in black masks and are bulging their eyes out, I see cops do it all the time. I'm like, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. There aren't real threats. It's made up. The drug war's fake. I'm tired of it. You people have wrecked our country. And it's going to get a lot worse because I figure out all these guys are run by foreign banks. I got to settle down. I'm going to tell you this. This country's on fire, and this also funds us, as if selling thousands of this book funds anything. We make like $5-6 on them. The point is that it's coffin nails to the New World Order. I spilled coffee on this one. Maybe I need to get a clean one. Behind the green mask, UN Agenda 21. The reason I raise this is getting a lot of traction right now. In fact, let me just read this to you. Where's my article? Two states have passed it. Another one, Arizona, is on the verge of passing anti-Agenda 21 laws. Two states have passed laws against the NDAA. It's spreading. A lot of exciting stuff's happening. There's more calls for impeachment of Obama. Because this book and my films and other materials, because I've talked to some of the city council people and legislators, they're getting Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. They're getting Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They're getting films like Farmageddon, and they're standing up against the feds that are attacking the farms. And it's all available at InfoWars.com. So get Farmageddon at InfoWars.com. Get an Evil Citizen rulebook free with it, with all the purchases, and support this operation so we can do more. Farmageddon. You can also go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It'll actually get you there. That just redirects. Okay, we're going to come back, take a few calls, then get Bruce Fine on for the balance of that hour, and we'll take your calls with him as well. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.